Hey, Steven.
How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Oh, doing good. I missed you guys last week.
I doubt
not our fault. We were here. I don't know where you were.
I doubt if you missed us last week. I don't know if you're being completely honest on that one, Steven. I don't know about that one.
Oh man, well, you know, events didn't work out like normal. So I traced it back to you guys, not talking to you guys.
You know what? If we go back to last Friday and you weren't able to join us because Bill kept you guys on the practice field longer than he normally does, it would say to me that maybe practice wasn't going quite the way he wanted it to go, and we saw it on Sunday that might be true.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not going to make a statement one way or the other, but conspiracy theory. There we go.
How do you feel like practice has gone this week in preparation for a team that you're very familiar with over the years?
Well, I think it's going. You know, it's going pretty good. We're all working hard, and we're all trying to do the right things. And it's going to be a war on Sunday night, man. I tell you, that's going to be a great place to be on Sunday night. It's going to be some good football being played and some tough football, and it should be exciting for the fans.
Steven, what? Oh, I'm sorry, Michael.
No, go ahead.
Is it fair to say that while you didn't overlook the Cleveland Browns, the Browns looked like they wanted to play more than you guys did?
Well, you know, you just got to give credit. Sometimes you got to give credit to teams when they win, you know. I think everyone wanted to go out there and perform. But the great thing about the National Football League is each week's a challenge. And so since that challenge is over, you keep looking back there, you're not going to be ready for the next challenge, which is this week in Pittsburgh. And it's a very good challenge. So, you know, whatever happened last week's over. And time to move on, you know, get ready for Pittsburgh. Because if we don't do that, we're going to be talking about the same thing of last week, next week. So, just try to keep moving forward and really focus all your energy into what can we do this week to be ready for Sunday.
You know, I was saying to Dale last week, Stephen, that if the NFL ever wanted to realign again, they could create a super division between the Patriots, the Colts, the Steelers, and the Chargers. It just seems like it's the same teams that are getting in each other's way. Of going to the Super Bowl, a lot of matchups and divisional playoffs and AFC championship games and great regular season games. Do you kind of feel like the Steelers are a divisional opponent?
Well, yeah, you know, they have great teams each and every year. They have a good coach. They have great players, and they play hard. And it's always a challenge when you go up against them. But the one thing I'd like to say just is the fairness of the NFL schedule. And that's why we play the Colts and the Steelers a lot, because, you know, if you win your division, you play all the other division winners, and that makes it exciting for the fans and makes it real fair. If you take fourth in your division, you play all the fourth-place teams. And so I think that's one great thing the NFL does is it has a very fair scheduling system.
I know all three, four teams are not created equally. What are some of the things that the Steelers do in their 3-4 defense that you don't see from other 3-4 teams?
Well, you know, they have a guy, number 43, who he can be anywhere at any time. And he flies around in there, and he's so instinctual that he can cause a lot of problems. And also, they really tighten everything down and play great technique. And it's a very solid style of defense that you just got to go up there, stand up to them, and hopefully we'll be up for the challenge. And like I said, it should be one heck of a game for the fans on Sunday night.
While it's fair to say that every single Sunday in the NFL is a physical toll on anybody's body, doesn't matter who you're playing, we see what it's like out there. Is it fair to say, though, that some opponents are more physical than others and that the Pittsburgh Steelers are one of those opponents?
Yeah, I guess it's fair to say. There's a few teams that go out there and they try to bang you around early. And if you're not willing to bang back, then you're at a disadvantage. So I think that's the approach that we try to take, is we try to bang them back early too. And you have two teams that don't want to give, it's going to be pretty physical out there, and it's going to be a war. So, yeah, it's fair to say they're one of those teams.
Now, bear with me on this question because I'm going somewhere. So I need your patience. How long would you say it takes you before training camp? How long does it take you to get into shape and be ready to, say, pass a conditioning test or just to be ready for physical contact in July?
You mean like organized team or just?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, how long does it take for you to be playing football before you say, okay, I'm ready to go out there? How long does it take you conditioning wise before you say, okay, I'm ready to play a game and I'm ready to do some business here?
Oh, from while you start practicing?
Yep.
I don't think, I mean, it just takes you a little while just to, I'd say maybe a couple weeks to get in there. You feel the weight of the pads. You bang into each other. You get that soreness out. So I'd say probably a couple weeks.
So isn't it pretty unusual that your teammate, Logan Mankins, he said he came in, he was 8 weeks late, in his words, and didn't have training camp and wound up starting the Cleveland game? I mean, how unusual is that?
Well, that's unusual, but also the fact that he's played every single game that he's been on the team, that's very unusual too. And I can't remember any practices that he's missed either. So he's a very unusual person. He's a tough, hardworking guy, and he's just built differently than most people. He's a cowboy, you know. So he's a very special person, and it's a pleasure to have him back on this team.
What does it mean in terms of whether it's psychology or scheme? What does it mean to have him back on the team?
Well, it's great, you know, just having him in the locker room, having his personality, having him, you know, hanging out in our meeting rooms. You know, it's just great to have an old friend back and someone that you've relied on in the past, and it's just pretty cool. You know, it makes you have memories, you know, flashing that you had years ago. You know, so it's pretty great to have him back.
You guys seem to have a different philosophy on the offensive line than a lot of teams, and I think Dante Scarnecchia has got something going here that's different. And it's kind of a rotation thing. Dan Connolly went in and took Logan's place for a while. He went in and took your place for a while. Is it unusual to have a situation where you get to sit and rest for a series or so and then go right back into the game?
I guess it could be unusual. But the great thing about this team is whatever's best for the team, that's what's going to be done. You know, and if they feel it's best for this situation to be the situation that it is, then that's what's going to happen. No matter who, you know, if people have feelings one way or the other, it doesn't matter. Whatever's best for this team's success, that's what's going to happen. And so that's one thing I can appreciate, the coaching staff. Whatever it takes, they're gonna do to give us the best opportunity for success. And so I really like being a part of a team where that's the key.
And there's nothing wrong with keeping a veteran bones on the sidelines and resting for a player, too, anyway.
Yeah, you know, whatever can keep you going, that's important too. You know, like I said, you can't help the team if you're in the training room. You know, so you got to try to, however you can, try to stay healthy out there.
Steven, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Okay, Steven, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you guys next week.
All right. That's Patriots offensive lineman Steven Neal joining us from the locker room on his way to practice.